Over the last several months, some Republican legislators have tried and failed to push forward controversial bills that would curtail political or religious talk in the classroom. One of them is House Bill 2032, which would ban teachers from discussing issues that could influence or change students' political or religious views in the classroom. The Rules Committee advanced the bill earlier this week, despite some concerns about the constitutionality of the measure. Initially, that measure would have fined teachers up to $5,000 if they did this, but the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Kelly Townsend, agreed to change the language so school districts are now fined instead. And here to tell us more about this is Representative Townsend. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. I want to start with something we just heard from Howie Fisher, actually, about the budget and my question about Red Fred and the influence the teachers had had on that. And he said they haven't had that much of an influence, and this bill is also something that they are concerned about. Have you had conversations with teachers? What are those like?
Well, I tried. Last night, I was here at the Capitol late, and there was a group of them, led by Joe Thomas, and I came up to them and I wanted to talk to them and explain to them what we were doing and, let's get to the table and work some stuff out. And he did not allow any of the teachers to talk to me. So that was unfortunate. But there were three after he left who were willing to hash some things out. It's been a long year, not to get too long into that discussion. But I think that if when they talk to me, they will hear what my efforts are and what I'm trying to do and how I've tried to find a solution. And I think we've found it. We are using their own contract language, the district policy language, and actually not quite as restrictive as the district policies. I didn't include everything. And, I think that's a fair approach. They're already bound to these policies, so it's not going to be anything new for the teachers. It's not going to hurt them whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, it's actually going to help them. It puts it onto the district so that the district now has an interest in enforcing their own policy. And they're not going to obviously want to get fined. So they'll make sure that their teachers are educated about what they can and can't say. And then if in the event that one of the teachers accidentally does violate the policy without knowing, we're putting into statute that they do get, not the teacher, but the district gets a warning. They don't get hit the first time. And it has to really rise to an egregious level of nonfeasance where the district knows this is going on and they're not taking action. At that point, then the AG would come in after a second violation in the school, in the district. Then they would consider imposing fines on the district. So it's more, I think it's a self-correcting measure. The districts will make sure that they don't get fined. They'll make sure this isn't happening. Parents can be rest assured that they can send their children to school without these types of things going on, which isn't rampant, but it does happen. And I think it's a really good common sense approach. And I've had Democrats listen to the idea, and they think it's a good idea. It's just now getting past the politics.
Well, I think it's important to ask that, though, Representative Townsend, because some people obviously would define political speech in a different way than others would, depending on their point of view. So I think it becomes one of those things. Is this about, at its core, at its origin of this, is this about the fear that there's some indoctrination going on in schools based on how parents feel about certain teachers? Or is this about these teachers maybe saying something that certain lawmakers don't like, so therefore they call it political?
It's not going to be up to the lawmakers at all. It's already
in their contract. But districts are going to feel pressure, aren't they, because of this or no?
I don't think so. I think this relieves the pressure off the teachers. It puts it on the district. The district's now got to make sure that the teachers are well-educated, what's right and what's not right. And then the end of the day, it's up to both the superintendent of public instruction and the attorney general who, as we've seen, there was several complaints that came in last year through the Red for Ed walkout. And only two received a fine, two teachers, and those were in violation of ARS 15-511, trying to impact the outcome of an election. Out of all the complaints, only two were fined, and they were only fined $200 and $100, somewhere in that range, dollars. So it wasn't anything hard on the teachers. This isn't trying to harm teachers. This isn't trying to punish teachers. This is trying to help teachers stick to the curriculum. The district makes sure that that's happening, and then we can move forward and focus on academics and not politics.
We'll have to leave it there. Representative Kelly Townsend, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.